thank you for joining us today. What's your overall assessment of the 2023 season for the team?
I think it was a pretty solid season that we fell short in a couple areas. I mean, first of all, League's Cup, round of 16 against LAFC. We had a good first half against them and then kind of fell apart in the second half, losing 4-0. I don't think we deserved that scoreline, but it's obviously you never want to lose. We made it to the knockout rounds. Unfortunate. And then even more unfortunate, the U.S. Open Cup, right, in Houston, late August, really hot, really humid. I think we maybe didn't play our best, but we still, you know, got to extra time. You know, after regulation time, it was 1-1, which was still decent. And then we just couldn't hold on. So kind of fell apart there, which is also, I think, pretty unlucky. And then obviously in the playoffs, Houston, three games. I think in the first game, I think they outplayed us. It was tough. We didn't get the ball much. But I think the last two games, I think we were the better team, created the better chances. I think we frustrated them. And obviously, it's a game of really small margins. So if some of the PKs go a different route, like I'm not sitting here right now without having this. So it's just really unfortunate. But I think it's a good season. I think it's something that we can build off of. You know, learn from things that we had this season, then build off of it next season.
For you, there's a feeling within the fan base that you've been kind of like the revelation of the season. A lot of people were very impressed with you coming into the team and what you've been able to do on the field. What does it feel like to not only have that vote of confidence from the fan base, but obviously from Pablo, who's been allowing you so many minutes this season?
Yeah, no, I think it feels great. I think in sports and in anything you do, I think having confidence, having people have confidence in you, is really helpful and really useful, can really help push you. So I think having the confidence from Pablo, the other coaches, from my teammates as well, and then obviously the fan base, I think it's just something that I'm going to use it to hopefully to get better and just push myself even more next year.
If you go back to your first start, a couple of days after your first start, we had a conversation where you said your goal was to really break into this team and really break into the starting 11.
Right.
How do you feel like you did towards that goal? And what did you do in training to work towards that goal?
Yeah. No, I think I did it pretty well. I got a decent amount of starts this year, a decent amount of playing time, which I'm very grateful for. I think just showing up to train every day, being ready to train, having the right mentality, you know, coming with the right intensity. And I think if you bring that every single day in training, it'll translate to games. People will see it while you're training. It's kind of infectious. Like, you'll build off other people as well. So I think I just tried to focus on doing that every single day in training. And it helped carry me throughout the season. And I just want to carry that into next year, you know, and bring it to a higher extent, so that I can hopefully try and achieve more.
Speaking of next year, it might be a little bit early, but what's kind of your goals this offseason to continue to work and continue to get as much playing time as you did next year?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I just want to stay fit. You know, obviously, being fit is probably one of the most important things in soccer. So keeping my fitness up, and then just, I think, me personally, kind of working on my range of passing, whether it's in midfield or at right back, just having those different types of options, I think, can help expand the game a little bit more for me. So I think those would probably be my two biggest focuses for this offseason.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
Hey, Maka. Thank you for your time.
Yep.
I want to go back to the game, the third game in Houston.
Yeah.
I noticed that Andrew Brody had started the first two games at right back in that game, and then you had started the third one. Was that Pablo talking to you? Was that like a tactical decision to be on the same side as Quinones to kind of slow him down pace-wise, to kind of match up pace with him?
Mm-hmm. I guess sort of. We kind of had a little bit of a conversation about that after the first game he was thinking about, you know, using me at right back. He thinks I could compete pretty well with Nelson Quinones on that side. I didn't get to go in the second game, which was all right, obviously. And then I got to go in the third game and just tried to, you know, show what I could do.
I'm going to ask you a question that I actually asked Andrew Brody 2 years ago. Do you feel like you are ready to be a starter in this league?
I think I am. I think obviously you learn a lot during your first season, and people kind of say your first season should be like your adapting season, kind of, you know. So I think if what I achieved this season in my adapting season, I think hopefully my second season, third season, fourth season, I think I can just achieve so much more, you know, and that's my goal.
Awesome. And want to know, speaking of adapting, how was it having to adapt to so many different, playing in so many different areas of the field this year as you did?
It was interesting, but I liked it, of course. I mean, obviously just there are a lot of things on the field in any position that you have, that if you have like the certain qualities, you know, first touch, scanning, tactical awareness, the right mentality, the right intensity. Like if you bring that to any position on the field, like you're probably going to excel. And there's just little tweaks that you have to make if you're playing in midfield or you're playing at right back. So it was good. It was good to learn multiple positions, obviously. I think it's really good to be versatile as well. I think that could help me in the long run. So I'm just grateful that I was able to do that.
Great. Thanks, Emeka.
Yeah.
For next year, do you have any personal goals? Do you just want to maybe get more opportunity, or do you have a more specific goal than that?
You know, I actually haven't really thought of that much yet, but I think first, just right off the mind, thinking I would just play as much as I can, you know. That would be my first goal, and then hopefully as I come into preseason and things like that, I'll maybe have some more, like, numerical goals or things like that.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.